the truth is out there. Again. The X-Files TV show has been off the air for the last 6 years. It feels like longer than that to some of its more discriminating fans who remember the last couple of seasons as failures. Well, now the new X-Files movie opens on Friday, and the question is, have the show's biggest fans remained loyal enough to buy tickets? NPR's Netta Ulaby investigates.
The movie's subtitle is I Want to Believe. That pretty much sums up the feelings of longtime X-Files fan Corey Hughes.
I actually saw the very first episode when it aired back in 93. I was about 12 years old.
Are you familiar with the so-called X-Files?
I believe they have to do with unexplained phenomena.
Scully is assigned to work with Agent Mulder, who's kind of almost like a punishment. He's not the most popular person in the FBI.
So who did you take off to get stuck with this detail, Scully?
Actually, I'm looking forward to working with you. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, really? I was under the impression that you were sent to spy on me.
The chemistry between FBI agents Fox Mulder and Dana Scully smoldered for nearly a decade through chasing monsters, shadowy government conspiracies, and alien abductions. Lots and lots of alien abductions.
Scully, no!
Let her go.
But fan Corey Hughes says many of his friends have moved on to shows like Lost and Battlestar Galactica, and a new generation has come of age.
There's a whole audience out there who's never really experienced the X-Files or doesn't really know, you know, what it is.
That's why, says X-Files producer Frank Spotnitz, this movie will not delve into the alien mythology that got so very complicated over the course of the series.
So this is a standalone scary movie that doesn't require you ever saw the X-Files in the first place, because we knew a lot of our audience was probably too young to see the show when it was first on television.
That audience theoretically includes 18-year-old Raina Woods. She was 3 when the show began.
I feel like I was raised by the X-Files.
Woods has watched the X-Files for most of her life. She owns the complete series on DVD. To her, Mulder and Scully are almost like her mom and dad.
The couple times that they've kissed, I end up like, for some reason, I find myself like looking away, like I'm seeing my parents.
It's that relationship between Mulder and Scully that drives the new movie, according to producers. The mystery involving a psychic priest and a missing woman is the backdrop, not the main event.
This is not about finding an FBI agent. This is about you trying to save your sister.
My sister is dead.
It hasn't stopped you from looking for her.
The question remains, can a show so deeply identified with the 1990s, a decade of cloning, outer space technology, and the breakdown of the Eastern Bloc, speak to a completely different era?
You know, we're certainly in a different time now.
Mark Stern is in charge of original programming at the Sci-Fi Channel.
There are aspects of that show that feel a bit quaint.
But X-Files creator Chris Carter says the X-Files is, after all, about FBI agents trying to protect us from aliens, government secrecy, and the workings of national security.
I think of the show as beginning in an era that was post-Watergate, but it ended in an era that was post-9/11. And now it's coming back in an era that is post-9/11. And while I believe a lot of our old paranoia is back, it's back in new form.
He's banking on a shift in mood, a swing back towards the X-Files' fantastic themes of keeping faith and demanding accountability. Details of the movie's plot remain largely under wraps. It opens on Friday. The truth is out there. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.